Ghana is hosting the Africa and Middle East Conference on Corruption, organized by Transparency International. For 5 days, delegates will examine strategies to fight corruption, which undermines development and economic growth of affected countries. Vitus Azim is Executive Secretary of Ghana Integrity Initiative, the local wing of Transparency International. Good afternoon, sir. How serious is the issue of corruption in Africa?
Corruption is a very serious issue in Africa, especially as poverty, as it works, it hits hard the poorest in our society, and most African countries have come out with poverty reduction strategies, and they are working towards reducing corruption, reducing poverty. Corruption makes it more difficult for us to reduce corruption, to reduce poverty. And as we, as the countries are more corrupt, they make it very, very difficult for access to basic social services like health, education, water and sanitation. And so when you look at it from that perspective, corruption is a serious problem. It leads to loss of revenues, it leads to poor and shoddy jobs, leading to loss of property and lives as a result of such negligence and corrupt acts.
Yes, and it doesn't seem like we are making much of a headway in fighting corruption in Africa. What makes it chronically difficult to reduce corruption to the barest minimum?
The main problem is the fact that we don't have the political will and the commitment to fight the canker. And as we don't have the political will and the commitment to fight corruption, even though we put some laws in place, we are not able to enforce these laws, especially if they involve our party cronies, if they involve our relatives and family members and friends. So the main thing is the inability of African countries to enforce the laws that they have put in place to promote transparency and accountability, and also to reduce corruption.
And the difficulty in enforcing these laws, some people have said that the best way to deal with corruption is to set up strong institutions. How well equipped are the institutions in Africa to fight corruption?
We have a number of institutions that are in place, but they are not well equipped in terms of financial resources and human resources. They are not independent enough to be able to actually enforce these laws. So, for example, if you set up a body like the Serious Fraud Office, for example, and you don't give enough independence, whatever investigations they make, they have to submit to the Attorney General, who decides whether to prosecute or not. Then, where the Attorney General decides not to prosecute, you sort of demoralize the people that have gone out to do the investigations. And so those are some of the things that make it very difficult for us fight the canker.
So with such a situation, what's the point of this conference? How will it help in reducing corruption?
Well, this conference is aimed at helping us to identify common areas of action and the joint action we can take to help reduce corruption. And so, of course, each country has got its particular problem. But as one country speaking, sometimes you don't get the necessary attention. But if we're a number of countries speaking and fighting on common issues, then maybe, and even sometimes through the African Union, maybe some of the African governments will listen and might take action.
So you're just hoping that they'll listen and then take action?
Well, we're hoping, but we'll also be putting pressure on them. We'll be calling on other like-minded people and institutions to come to our aid in helping to push this forward.
And there have been countless fora, both local and international, which have been held to help fight corruption. How different is the Accra conference?
This Accra conference is our internal conference. In other words, it is for participants from local chapters of Transparency International in a number of African countries. You know, Transparency International is a global body. It has got organizations in each country that are called local chapters. And so this meeting is for the local chapters in Africa. And it's different in the sense that if we look at global issues in total, we are looking at African issues with regards to corruption. And so maybe it will be easier for us to identify them and identify areas of common action.
Thank you, Vitus Azim. You heard the Executive Secretary of Ghana Integrity Initiative, the local wing of Transparency International, Vitus Azim.